From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. North and South Korea are in emergency high-level talks hoping to end an escalating standoff that has brought the two to the brink of war. Talks began today at the border village of Panmunjom, according to Yonhap News Agency, quoting officials from the South's Unification Ministry. South Korean President Park Geun-hye's national security advisor, as well as a top aide for North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, are involved in the meetings, which have gotten underway now. Pyongyang requested the meeting. The North's deputy UN ambassador, An Myung-hun.
Large-scale military exercise, which is called Ulji Freedom Guardian, involving tens of thousands of U.S. and South Korean military, is going on in South Korea with an open purpose to eliminate the headquarters of the DPRK and occupy Pyongyang.
South Korean and U.S. fighter jets conducted simulated bombings in South Korean territory today in a show of force while North Korea is moving more weapons closer to the border. U.S. officials say the number two leader of the Islamic State group, known as Haji Mutaz, was killed in a drone strike near the Iraqi city of Mosul on August 18th. The U.S. previously reported his death late last year, but an official says they had an incorrect identification. Meantime, the U.S. military says initial field tests showed traces of a chemical agent on mortar rounds used by Islamic State militants to attack Kurdish forces in Iraq. U.S. Brigadier General Kevin Kalea, head of the military operations against the IS group in Iraq and Syria, says field tests show the presence of what is known as sulfur mustard, a class one chemical, on fragments of bombs used in an attack 11 days ago. This is VOA News. A gunman opened fire on a train traveling from Amsterdam to Paris Friday, wounding three people before being overpowered by two off-duty U.S. servicemen and a student. Anthony Sadler, who studies physical therapy in the state of California, was traveling with his two friends when the gunman began the attack.
I'm just a college student. It's my last year in college. I came to see my friends on my first trip in Europe, and we stopped a terrorist. It's kind of crazy.
The suspect has been identified as a 26-year-old man of Moroccan origin who went to Syria last year, according to Spanish officials. He was armed with an automatic weapon and a knife and was taken into custody in France. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon travels to Nigeria this week to meet the country's new president, Muhammadu Buhari, and commemorate the anniversary of a deadly attack on the UN's building in Abuja. Since Mr. Buhari took office in May, he has made fighting corruption and defeating Islamic militants top priorities of his new administration. Top figures in Afghanistan's Taliban insurgency have been meeting to resolve disputes facing that group, such as who will lead the Taliban. This comes in the wake of last month's announcement that the group's supreme leader, Mullah Omar, died 2 years ago. Ayaz Ghul has details.
Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid confirmed to VOA on Friday that religious scholars and elders have been in session to find a resolution, but he refused to discuss the location. Mujahid said, "Our scholars continue to hold discussions aimed at removing concerns and reservations of some of our estranged brothers." He insisted that reports of rifts or any real differences in Taliban ranks are misplaced and there is no threat to the integrity of the group. Mullah Omar's successor, Mullah Akhtar Mansur, is said to be trying to secure his position against rivals, who include family members of the deceased leader and some other senior Taliban commanders. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has declared a temporary state of emergency along parts of its border with Colombia after fighting between suspected smugglers and soldiers. Worries about slowing economic growth shook investors on Friday. VOA economic correspondent Jim Randall.
It's uncertainty, layer upon layer of uncertainty. The Greek election, call for Greek election, that adds unwelcome and unwanted uncertainty, political uncertainty, to an already complicated picture. China, the engine of economic growth for the past 10 years, China seems to be slowing down. There's new data today that shows that their industrial output is shrinking a bit instead of growing.
That was VOA's Jim Randall. Major U.S. indices were down by 3% or more at Friday's bell. Europe fell about 3%, and key Asian indices were also off sharply. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.